so much I didn't see.
Mary Wakefield on the Saturday Cafe. Her most recent CD is called Ironwood, and that was Arizona. And she's here in the studio with me, with her partner and producer, Nomad Ovan. Welcome both to the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks, Frank. Thanks for having us here.
Let's see. Born in Texas, lived in Eugene, studied in Boston. Where is home now?
Home now? I know, we're travelers. Married a guy named Nomad, so what do you expect? We live in Nashville, Tennessee now, and we've been there almost 5 years. So,
What kind of effect, crazy. I mean, has Nashville changed your music? Is your music changing Nashville?
People that have been listeners from the beginning, they may hear a little more twang in there, but we're certainly not going for any kind of commercial country sound. That was never the intention. But Nashville is just a really great town to be in musically. There's a lot of different kinds of music happening there, and a really great community of musicians. Everyone helping each other out. You know, we were talking before about the co-write I have on my record, Pretty Little Bird, with Colleen McFarlane, another Nashville musician. And
I understand that Nashville is actually, to the music business, what Tin Pan Alley used to be. It's not just country music. It's pretty much any written and composed commercial music, popular music, country music, a good chunk of Americana is being done by people who have gravitated to Nashville for one reason.
Absolutely. Well, there's the industry there, which helps. Mm-hmm. So that means like publishing. Uh-huh. So if you wanted to write a song and maybe have Emmylou Harris sing it one day, you know, if you're there in Nashville kind of meeting the right people, mm-hmm. that dream could come true. We're still kind of working on that. Mm-hmm. But
you also have access to session, probably the best session musicians in the world, because like you said, the industry's there, the recording studios.
Exactly.
There.
There's really great musicians. I mean, just high caliber, all different genres. And I think what I've noticed in myself is living in a town like Nashville, just the bar is set really high. And so if you want to make an impact as a musician, you have to get really serious and, you know, get really tight and really work. And, you know, since moving to Nashville, I've taken voice lessons again. I've taken guitar lessons again, you know, and things that I didn't really think about doing 5-10 years ago when I was living here. And you just feel like, I mean, I think you feel this, I don't want to call it pressure, but you definitely feel this incentive to work hard.
Nashville
and
doesn't
better.
Necessarily make you more country stylistically, but it just makes you realize that you moved to Nashville for a reason and you don't want to waste time, and you get real and you practice and you work and you meet more people that are better than you, and that's just bound to rub off. That's just bound to rub off. You just work.
I knew somebody who used to talk about how his shoes were his incentive because he was a jogger and he always got slightly better shoes than he really needed because he was trying to live up to them.
Oh, that's great.
makes a lot of sense.
It's like, yeah, well, I've spent all this money on these shoes. I better go running them. Yeah, it's like I've moved here. I better get serious. Yeah, so.
We should hear a song that you've written.
You got
any new songs for us?
Absolutely. We have a lot of new songs, actually. This is one of them. It's called Small Town Oklahoma. And this song was born a couple months ago out of me looking at some old family albums. And I found a picture of my mother when she was about 13 years old. And she was playing the acoustic guitar. And I never knew that she played guitar. It was such an amazing revelation to me. And I was like, what else did she do that I never knew about?
She had a life before me.
I know. Nobody ever told me. So, and it really just, and she looked so happy and free and young, and I just wanted to crawl into that photo and meet that girl. So, here we go. If you're counting it, it was more than and half your life. That Oklahoma town. Long before you were a mother or a wife, I know those dusty high streets they got here down. And you never had a doubt. You buy one way ticket out. There's a homemade dress. There's a girl who laughs. How I wish I could have known you. Way back when your hair was long, you were folding clothes, singing country songs in a small town, Oklahoma. Trucks and boots, I know it. Drinking beer straight from the can. So every now and then I'd see the wild country child my mama used to be. Still in faded photographs, there's a homemade dress, there's a girl who laughs. How I wish I could have known you. Way back when your hair was long, you were folding clothes, singing country songs in a small town, Oklahoma. Flowers blooming in the spring by a screened-in porch and an altar swing. Singing country songs in a small town, Oklahoma, just a small town, Oklahoma.
I would say you're setting the bar high and reaching it. My guests in the studio today, Mary Wakefield with Nomad Ovunk over there on the keyboards. Very tasty little piano part.
Yes.
You're playing tomorrow night back in Eugene again.
Yes, we are. Oh, it's so good to be back. It's so good to be back. You know, we crossed into Oregon the day before yesterday from Idaho. So we came into Ontario, you know, out there in East Oregon. And I swear, as soon as we crossed that border, nothing against Idaho, but Oregon is so beautiful, and it's really hitting me hard this time. I mean, I haven't lived in Oregon for 8 years, and I've been back every year since then, but so, for some reason this year, it's really, the beauty of this place is really hitting me, and you all are so lucky that you live here, and maybe someday we'll come back here.
Well, we're lucky that you come back from time to time. Tomorrow night is at Sam Bond's Garage. Mm-hmm. What time is that?
That is, let me look at my notes here.
Sunday nights are usually 8:30.
It's an 8:30 start. Yes, right. It is.
Well, thank you very much for driving all the way from Bend this morning to be on the Saturday Cafe.
Yeah.
It's wonderful having you both here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
I would love it if you could play one more song for us.
I would love to. Yeah, I'm just going to check the tuning real quick, make sure we have it as good as we can be for the radio. And this is a song that was actually born in, started writing it in Germany last year. We've been going to Europe the past 3 years in a row, every summer playing shows in Germany and the Netherlands, and this year we added Switzerland on the roster. And last year, after the shows, we had some time off, and we were just hanging around Germany and going to museums and things, and World War II still has a really strong presence in that kind of, I mean, Germany especially, there's, you know, memorials on every corner, it feels like, and all kinds of museums, and we were having kind of a museum-y contemplative day, and it kind of got me thinking about, you know, that particular war and all the wars before and after, and just a, you know, kind of a when will we learn kind of feeling, and that was the idea that started this song. It's called About the War. Had another bad dream again about the war.
Galilee.
forgiveness, harmony, and love. And I told him I would try, and he said, trying's not enough. It's not enough. He's just a long-haired hippie, but he's always in this dream. Had another bad dream again about the war.
Oh my. We will need a recording of that one at the very least before Kobe Lucas's next peace vigil. Friends and Neighbors. Oh, he's been doing a series of them for a while now.
Oh, that's fabulous.
What a wonderful song.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Mary Wakefield, Nomad Ovunk, performing tomorrow night at Sam Bond's Garage at 8:30.
Yes, indeed.
It's wonderful having you back.
Thanks so much for having
us. Having you on the air.